Hey everybody, I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
You're Riding with Rose Hill.
And welcome to the first ever Riding with Rose Hill podcast. That's what you're listening to right now. Mitch and I have decided to do a weekly podcast in lieu of blogging because we're lazy.
I'm very lazy and I'm a slow typer.
We can talk much easier than we can type, I think.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So we're going to be doing a podcast every week so you can check out what's going on in the world of Rose Hill. We should have some special guests stopping by from time to time. We're really going to be talking about what's new in Rose Hill, but more everyday topics, you know, stuff that affects us every day and stuff that makes no sense at all. We'll be doing a lot of that too. I mean, talking about personal interests, I don't know if the world knows that Mitch is an avid wakeboarder, pretty good one, right?
Yeah, sometimes I like to think that music really screwed my life up.
I mean, it's a Tuesday and we're drinking at 6 o'clock. So I mean, yes, it has screwed our lives up pretty much. But that's what we're gonna be doing every week. So I hope you guys will tune in and check it out. We're coming to you live from where?
The dungeon,
aka Mitch's house. We are over here. Well, one day we
got to give it a name.
We'll have to give it a name for sure. We got a lot of special guests give it a name.
Okay, for today, it's called The Dungeon.
Today is The Dungeon, and one day, if Mitch ever pisses me off and we have a massive fan base, I'm going to sneak Mitch's address onto the web so y'all take a look at that and y'all can come track down McBain's house.
Repercussions are happening.
Hey, at least I'm not going to post your cell phone number online or anything like that.
I'll steal one of your kids.
So that's a little bit what we're going to be doing. It is called the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. We got a lot of fun stuff going on. If you've been checking our Facebook page, you'll see that. There's a big question that people keep asking us is the record, White Line of Stars, is already out. However, the national release date is October 12th, and it's causing a little bit of confusion. Maybe.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing to me at first because we released it June 1st, and it was called a soft release. And what we're going to be doing next month is what they call a hard release, which I knew nothing about, really.
It doesn't make any sense to me either,
but apparently the people smarter than us think it's a great idea.
Think it's a brilliant idea. Basically, right now, the only place you can get our record is online, either
via
our website or iTunes or at the shows, and the October 12th is the store
you
release.
Can pick it up at Lone Star Music in Green.
Absolutely.
So it's one of my favorite stores to shop for music.
Actually, you know, that's the when I
it's like the epicenter of
when I got changed on to Texas music and I stole my brother's copy of Live Picnic number 2 way back when from Robert Keane. He took it back and that was the only place I could find it.
You know, have you ever been to Cactus Records here in town?
I have been to Cactus Records.
I never have, and I hear it's freaking awesome.
It's really the
only thing.
Unless you want to go search through the Best Buys of the world, which are pretty difficult, especially in Houston.
And their CD selection's just dwindling.
Yeah, and it's getting worse by the second. Cactus Records is the only place you can do it. And they do some really cool in-stores there, too. I saw Radney do an in-store there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was pretty awesome. But so as you can see, we're going to do a lot of rambling, that kind of thing. But we're also going to pride ourselves in talking about something that's affecting our lives and not a serious nature whatsoever. We're not very serious guys, I don't believe.
Generally not.
No. We'll have a different topic discussion, which brings me to the point where, you know, if you ever have a question for Rose Hill or something that you...
Send it in.
Send it to the Facebook site. We'll make a note of it. We'll talk about it on the podcast. We'll give our non-expert opinion on whatever you want us to talk about.
Whatever you want a non-expert opinion on.
Exactly. So to catch you up with Rose Hill, we got a lot of new dates on the schedule. We're real psyched about areas of Texas we haven't been to in a long time, like Abilene and Lubbock and Oklahoma, where a lot of people don't know Mitch McBain hails from.
I do. From Yukon, Oklahoma.
Yukon, Oklahoma.
Home of the Millers.
Home of the who's?
The Millers.
Am I out of the loop down here being a Texas boy? What am I missing?
Yeah, I just saw the wheat and flour mills.
Oh, the Millers.
The Millers. What do you think?
I thought we were talking about like Jim and Jan or somebody like the Millers. I thought... See what I mean by non-expert...
Guys, if you could see me looking at him right now, it's...
so anyways, we got a bunch of new dates on the calendar. We're playing a lot more. It's a lot more fun, and people are getting to hear the record. And we did want to say the The second single, which we'll announce here on the podcast, is
Midnight America.
Midnight America will come out to radio on the 27th of September. So be looking for that. We're real excited about that. Maybe doing a music video here in the next couple weeks.
That'll be interesting.
That'll be really, yeah.
I can't take myself seriously enough to, you know, to be like on camera. And
well, the good part is a fun.
It's
song,
a fun video,
and I think we're shooting it at a Waffle House. So that would, I mean, you can't. I've never taken a Waffle House.
I've had a little craving for some Belgian waffles.
Who? I got a good Waffle House story for you. Speaking of our topic later today, I think you were with me, but weren't with me, if you will. This was a long, long time ago. Our first, everybody has that group of friends where the first buddy goes down, the first buddy gets married. And so at our age, we were so young at the time, I think we're 21 and 22. We didn't really know how to do a bachelor party. This was long before the Hangover or anybody really taught us how to do the bachelor party. So we went to Austin. And I had actually DD'd that night with my older brother while my college roommate and Mitch and a couple other guys went to various pubs and bars or whatever. And so the only place, this one bar that was kind of the outskirts that served beer a little bit later, they ended up somewhere off of, I think, 290. It doesn't matter. But the only place for my brother and I to sit and wait for the guys, because if I would have went to the bar with them, I would have drank. I'm sorry. I'm not that kind of DD. They can sit at the bar and drink.
No willpower.
No willpower. So we went and sat at a Waffle House.
Which, by the way, I think is hilarious. You know, is it a NASCAR driver, an IndyCar driver, and his name is Will Power?
No, but that'd be, I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but that'd be awesome.
Apparently, he got in a massive wreck like a year ago, and he, like, people told him, like, he would possibly never walk again. Da, 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 da. Well, his willpower brought him back.
Nice.
And he is back in the race.
There you go. Wish I would have been named something like Max Payne or something, you know?
Will Power.
Max Payne's better, I think. Do you think? I don't know.
No, they made a
anyways, me and my older brother are waiting at this Waffle House, and what we didn't know is on the other side of the freeway, up in the hills, was a we'll call it a gentleman's club. That a good thing we didn't know about, because we probably would have gone there instead of the regular bar. But it's beyond the fact. About 3 a.m., up pulls Pepto Bismol pink Cadillac. Yeah, something out of A's movies, white walls, drop top, the whole nine.
Very Miami Vice.
And out walks, I guess, the pimp and or owner of the selected gentleman's club. And he was wearing a red platinum suit, and there wasn't anything other colored on his body from head to toe. And he got out with four of his exotic dancers, if you will.
Esteemed employees.
And they pellied up to the bar, and that's my favorite Waffle House story, because I've never seen anything like that happen before. It was something like out of a Starsky and Hutch movie. I thought it was hilarious. So hopefully we'll get those guys to come do the music video with us.
You know, John Evans wrote a song on the spot in Waffle House one night and got his whole band free food because he wrote a little Waffle House jingle. Little tidbit for you right there.
That's brilliant.
I know.
I mean, I like Waffle House and everything, but couldn't we do it for like a pizza joint or like... I guess I'm into the fat.
There is not any better drunk food out there than breakfast at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Well, then if he's got Waffle House, let's go after like Denny's. I'm actually kind of a partial to IHOP.
No, there. I think this was a one-off.
Dang it. He's already taken it. I guess we can't, yeah, right, we can't copy it. So, anyways, that's everything going on with Rosehill at this point in time. And we, like I said, we'll have some special guests from time to time. Some of the band members want to stop by and provide their commentary. Mitch and I will be known to dive in and dissect a record that we're really digging on from time to time. Like, Mitch, what is in your CD player right now in your car? Be honest.
Sean McConnell.
Is it?
No, Us.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to go with this weekend festivities when you had the new Eminem record in there.
No, that's been sidelined.
That's been sidelined? I think we wore it out this weekend.
That was a brief...
Dude, everybody, I had a rap phase that you know of that was a little bit intense. I can still pretty much sing every Tupac and Biggie song ever written. Don't ask me to do that on stage. It's not really interesting. White kid trying to rap. Unless you're Eminem, it doesn't work. So, but we'll be. Mitch has an extensive record collection, as do I myself have, and we'll be dissecting records from time to time. We'll try to do some ones that you guys know, but lots of times Mitch and I like to get to the obscure bands that nobody knows about that we're really digging on. So Anyways, that's kind of an overview of the Riding with Rosehill podcast. Send in your questions. Let us know if you want any call-in special guests that you want to hear. That we can work out to get over here, and that we're just gonna have a good time. But today, our topic of conversation is a sensitive subject among guys, but it's relevant to Mitch and I. Mitch and I are not playing this weekend. We are both groomsmen and a buddy of ours' wedding. We have to be a part of, obviously, and it's a sore subject among guys because guys don't really like weddings. I don't like. You like weddings?
Sure.
You really like weddings?
Yeah, they're kind of fun.
Man, well, there's...
Not the wedding, the reception.
Right, that's my point.
Done correctly, which leads us to our point. What are the top five things for a successful wedding?
From a guy's perspective, what makes a wedding...
Well, not a wedding, because the way I look at it is like the wedding, the flowers, the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's really for the girl. I mean, for the fiancé, yeah, for the wife-to-be, all of that is... You know, the little girl's dream, all that whole deal. But for the guys, we want to talk about what makes a awesome reception. An awesome party.
That's what it's about. Because, I mean, and we'll get to the reasons why. But, I mean, like, I hate weddings. I can't stand having to go to weddings. I don't know why. I just can't pinpoint it. I mean, the best thing about my wedding was the honeymoon. That's what got me through the wedding and the party. I mean, we did have the rehearsal. After rehearsal, dinner party was pretty fun. We had a good time doing that. It was a little unorthodox, but that's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to kind of run down the list. Mitch and I haven't even talked about this. We're going to see if we can hit it on points. About what makes a wedding fun for us. But I think the first point, and this may be like a sub point of the 5 points that make it. It's like, I think you gotta know the person getting married, I think.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I don't like about weddings is...
No. I think this is a major point because a wedding is only as fun as the people who are there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's gotta be a good group of people, people who don't take themselves too seriously, people who are gonna, you know, get drunk and dance and, you know...
Let loose.
Because that's what... It's a party. It's a celebration is what a wedding is.
And even if you're outgoing, if you don't know who's getting married... You run that fine line of crasher, and where you're like taking the wedding over when you're the person that nobody knows, you know.
But
and
sometimes that's exactly what it needs.
Yeah, I mean that could be the bombshell that blows the party up, right? But I mean, I've been in some weddings recently where a former persona of myself, I have an alter ego, kind of started to come out, and it was a bit inappropriate because I didn't know anybody there. But I mean, that's what I had to do to get through that particular. Wedding, but okay. So we've basically established that. I mean, that you have to. It's better. One of the 5 points is you got to know the person getting married.
I don't agree with that. You don't have to know them, but don't be a party pooper. Don't be the guy sitting there at the table, you know, being all smug. I mean, just be cool.
Make it a party if it's not.
Yeah.
Basically, okay. Bring yourself to that. Okay. The second point, the second key component, I think, is this is a big component. We probably should have left this for number 5, but this should go without saying.
Well, I mean, I don't think we're ranking them in order. Just
guys, out there. Like we said, we don't generally like weddings. So if you have to go to a wedding or even be in a wedding, I think there should be a reward at the end of the night at the reception. And that reward is open bar.
Yeah, that's crucial.
Open bar. Gotta have it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Because this goes back to the first point that we were having. You know, the guy's stuffy sitting at the table. Well, if he's having to pay for his wine or beer, you know, he's probably not going to be too happy about it.
Well, that brings up another interesting point. Is it still acceptable if it's beer and wine only?
Or even if it's open?
Even if it's open.
Yeah, I agree with that because I would say that yes, it's acceptable because free booze is free booze. You can get plowed off of wine.
Right, but we're talking about the 5 points that make a great...
Oh, well, for the ultimate reception, it's got to be just open bar.
Open bar. All day long. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want to
like
be able
Jaeger
to go there,
fountains, you know.
I want to be able to go to the bartender and say, I want 2 Crown of Cokes right now and get no lip about it.
Yeah.
Just walk around with my 2 crowns. And you know what? I'm not the dancing type that
I want to walk up and say, three shots of tequila, please, and one for the lady.
Right, exactly. I think that is... I know we're not ranking them, but I think open bar is so key.
It is.
Especially if you're... I mean, if even if not for the other guests, if you have to be in the wedding, at least for the people that are in your wedding party. I mean, they've done the bachelor, bachelorette party. They've done the new trend that is the couple shower.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Not doing.
Yeah. I'm envious. I kind of got roped into that. But mine was,
doing.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, mine was a housewarming party.
No, yours was a stock the bar party. Oh, no. You had a couple shower, too.
Yeah, exactly. But the couple.
I think you have the record for the most freaking pre-wedding parties. Kind of lame.
I blame that on my old lady. I'm just gonna throw that out there right now. I take no responsibility. But you know, I just think that's a penance. I mean, you have to, you know, a drink is key.
I will agree with you that you can. You got to know what battles to fight, you know. And I don't think that was one of them. No. So.
No, guys, and we'll give advice from time to time. Guys, if you're getting married.
I'm going through this right now. I'm engaged. My fiance is in the kitchen right now cooking us dinner.
Booyah.
Delete that.
But I think it's key. And Mitch knows he's going through it now. I went through it. Let the lady make all the decisions. Because, I mean, all that really matters is...
Let her understand that she has all the power. You just have to act interested.
Boom.
And realize you don't have a say.
Double boom.
So, I mean, that's... That's the key to
That's
it.
That's just the key to it. Absolutely. So we've established that, you know, rule number one, it's better if you know the people involved. But if you don't be the party pooper. You know, make your own party. And rule number two, open bar. That's a key. Oh, I can't even hammer that home enough. It's got to be open bar. Don't want to screw with having to carry a wallet around. And especially because I've been to weddings where not only was there not an open bar, but it was cash bar only.
Yeah, that's pretty bad too. Okay, moving on from the open bar. We've established that. You might ex-nay this, but I think food is...
Oh, no, the spread's got to be...
The food has got to be... And to me, it's the main course has got to be great, but I think your appetizers and hors d'oeuvres are what make the party.
It's just a thing that you go through, a checklist, dude, if you will.
We're gonna have a candy bar. We're gonna have a popcorn, like a popcorn machine. We're gonna have a hot dog machine and a cotton candy machine.
Jesus,
it's gonna be awesome.
That's what I'm talking about. A key component of the food, which is rule number three, as we've established, or point number three.
Some people might find that white trashy, but the fact of it is,
it's awesome.
What drunk person does not want a hot dog?
You know what? And a lot of people think. Hot dog, okay, that's part of the thing. It's probably going to be served towards the beginning or basically all night. You know when that hot dog machine's going to come in, totally clutch, end of the night.
Exactly. That's what it's there for.
End of the night.
That's what it's there for.
But see, I think, and it sets itself up, okay, so you came from the wedding. There's always that lag time, most of the time with weddings, where the wedding party's taking pictures. So you're sitting there, and you can't even go into the reception hall. Hors d'oeuvres. The appetizer's got to be key. When you're waiting to walk into the reception hall, I think,
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Because it sets it up. Because if the appetizers suck, then you're not looking forward to the meal. You know, and the meals are pretty standard. I mean, a lot of places. I mean, it's like...
Well, it's chicken, fish, or steak.
Chicken, fish, or steak. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know? I mean...
Prime rib.
Which, by the way, are you a chicken, fish, or steak guy?
Steak.
I'm actually a chicken guy. That probably makes a lot of sense to the people that know us. But the food is key, and I like a good spread of a good presentation. Take some pride in what you're doing, you know? I want, you know, it's got to look good before I shove it in my mouth, I think, you know? And I just think the food's a good point. I don't even know, I didn't think about that. That's got to be, that's almost up there with the drink.
Yeah, food's got to be there.
You know, because I'm starting to realize, and we're making these points here, that the reception is the reward for everybody having to go to the wedding. Not to say that the wedding is a bad... I got married, and, you know, it was great for me, but...
It's not just a reward. It's a celebration.
It's a celebration, absolutely. I'm totally keen on that. I'm totally getting that. And so we've established, you know, the three rules up to this point. I think the fourth rule... I'm going to throw out the fourth rule here. And I think this is key... And there is debate over live band or DJ and so on and so forth. Regardless, whether it's the lead singer of the band you hired or the DJ, I like a DJ where you can't tell if he's sober or not. He's a little bit crazy.
I'm going to go with DJ. I guess because we're in the biz, like, I don't want to deal with a live band.
Yeah, exactly. You don't
want
to deal...
I want a DJ to roll in there, set up, and crank out the jams.
But
that's
does it need to be just a hair off? Like,
he needs to be a little strange.
I think that's a prerequisite to be a wedding DJ anyway.
Unlike the guy at your wedding who I had to steal the microphone from.
That's a true story, folks. I'm not joking. This guy, it's really funny. And I'm in the business and I should know better. But my one job for the reception was to hire the DJ. And I don't care if we bleep this out. I hired the biggest douche ever. He had the credentials. He sounded so cool and full. This guy was an a-hole to the fullest. Mitch wanted to do something funny.
He took DJ into the freaking limit.
I guess he did, you know? He just took his job way too
hey,
serious.
Hey, not knocking DJs. It's a profession.
No, but I mean, you gotta have, like we said, you gotta be a little bit crazy. I don't mind if
he
you're a
little
drunk.
He was not cool. He had a microphone and he was stingy with it. I wanted to borrow it for a second, you know, give it a little toast, maybe sing a little duo or duet or whatever. Sing a song.
Yeah, we wanted to do the Top Gun thing.
I went and stole it and I said, kicking on, and I busted out with, oh, how's that song start? Baby, baby, I get down on my knees for you.
But you have to understand my best friend Mitch here. It was priceless because I was standing right next to him. The guy would not give. It was you and another buddy, Lex Sauceda.
I just took the mic.
The guy said no. Mitch goes, give me that F-word mic. He goes, give me that effing mic. And just snatched it out of his hand. And it was the funniest thing I saw the whole night at my wedding. Minus Andre Milioto doing his Michael Jackson thing. But that was priceless to me. And that's where my DJ lost. He wouldn't have been on my list. But you've got to have a DJ that by the end of the night, he's almost as drunk as you are.
Yeah.
Which, but branches off to don'ts for DJs. I don't know about you. I'm not a chicken dance guy.
No, and there's a fine line of, you know, we're talking about off DJs. I don't want creepy.
Mm-mm.
No creepy.
No. Not like the booby slapping DJ I showed you on YouTube.
Yeah, not that guy.
That guy was a little bit too far to the left, I should say. But
you can't feel it in the air tonight.
No. But I mean, don't you think? I mean, I'm not a chicken dance guy. I'm not a line dance guy.
Me neither.
I've been to weddings where they play the fight song of the you know, the person getting married, where there's, you know, Eyes of Texas, or the only two I've ever been to are people that play like Eyes of Texas or
Aggies
or the Aggie War Hymn, and it's like, hey, come on, you know, that's just kick out the jams, like you said. Yeah. And I'm okay with oldies and some new hits.
Mix it up, you know, a little American Pie with some Back That A Up, you know.
I like big butts. You know?
I cannot lie.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that it's got to be a good mix. I mean, I will tell you that, and you're about to go through this, that some of the DJs have come into the, you know, 21st century, and they basically they set up their own website for you to pick the music that you want spun, and that's great and all, but at the same time, you kind of want to see that I'm getting my money's worth. I mean, if I'm doing that, I might as well just put an iPod up there for the whole night.
I was about to say, I'm probably just going to bring my iPod and say, here, I'm going to make a playlist for the night and just say, here.
But I want that personality, too. I mean, then what's the point of hiring? I mean, I want a guy that's...
I want the DJ off of the movie The Goods.
Exactly. What's his name? The guy from The Office. Craig Robinson.
Yeah.
That guy is priceless. It's like, play this. Oh, yeah, you want me to play that? Nope, not going to play it. You know, I just...
funny.
But because you have to think, he's emceeing. He's not just DJing. He's emceeing the whole night.
You think about it. It's like trying to work a crowd at a show. I mean, you got to see what's going on, and you got to link the songs together. You have to know what flows.
Would you allow your DJ to take requests?
Only from the approved catalog.
Knowing you, you'd be like, okay, you can take requests from Blake, my brother, my dad.
No, I'm saying that the catalog of music that you can pick from.
I know, but if you get even more extreme than that, like you only take requests, like at my wedding, you only take requests from Mitch Bain. I mean, if he wants
you'd have to know the password.
So that's good. We're up to four. We have to find a fifth and final key ingredient to a great wedding from a guy's perspective. What makes me want to go, like, you know, we got our buddy's wedding coming up. We want to be. I'm trying to get psyched for it. I've known this guy for 10 years. You've known him even longer. You went to junior high with him.
Yeah.
You know, so you want it to be just, you know, we're not going to play any shows this weekend because we're in his wedding. And we want it to be as fun. We want it to be as fun as one of our own shows, you know? Like going.
Maybe location, I think. You know, maybe not, though.
Well, are you talking about location?
Let's recap what we've gone over so far.
So we've got. You got to know the person, and if you don't know the person, you can't be a party pooper. I mean, that's...
That's key.
Straight up.
Open bar we got to the max.
Open bar to the max. Fret, food, the spread's got to be good. And DJ's key.
DJ, okay.
DJ's key. And I think, but the location, if you're going to do location number five, I think it has to do with a location for the party, basically. Like, what's the place look like? What's the,
you know, ambiance.
Ambiance. But not only that, how close is the rehearsal to the wedding? I don't want to be driving a half hour to get from the chapel to the
I don't see that as that big of an issue.
Maybe I'm just in a rush to go to that open bar.
It could be an issue. I mean, a lot of people might get angry for the drive. But I think if the reception is awesome, the drive negates the drive.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's big enough.
But I think location's important. I
don't know location as much, like I said, vibe. It's got to be like the vibe.
You gotta have a party. You gotta have party people that invited to your wedding that are in the same boat that want to party and dance.
What else could it be though? Let's not settle yet just on location. Let's dig deep here.
I'm gonna say something that's gonna totally incriminate me.
Bridesmaids.
I think that's key. I don't mean to be. Maybe we'll join it together and make it 5.5, so we don't get called out for having. But I think bridesmaids is key.
Only for the groomsmen.
And it's not necessarily looks. The bridesmaids got to be a part of the party because
they can't be a bunch of freaking stuffed hens.
Boom.
And that's putting it nicely.
And that happens often. You get bridesmaids that are so caught up worrying about the bride and what time the cake cutting is and when are the toasts going to go on, and they instantly become the generals, in support of the bride. It's like, come on, loosen up, lady.
So what if the toasts are at 9 o'clock instead of 8:45?
Exactly.
Who cares?
And who puts you in charge anyways?
Who cares? You know.
Just party. That's a good one. I think bridesmaids is good. I don't think it's all about. I think it's just because I've been to so many weddings where they're just Nazis. They just come out and you can't. Especially if I'm a groomsman in the wedding, like you can't do this yet, or you can't start drinking.
Your shirt off on the dance floor.
Like if I'm going to drink at 4:30, an hour and a half before the wedding. By God, I'm going to drink at 4:30, an hour and a half before the wedding. You know.
Shh.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if that's a big
one. But that's I think that's a good one. I think the bridesmaids have to be on because we're talking about a wedding from a guy's perspective.
I would say, not to be sexist, because I want to say groomsmen, but we just can't. The groomsmen are never the Nazis. They're never the wedding Nazis.
No, we're always the ones. The worst will do.
Remember at Blake Kelly's wedding, we were back there in that little stuffy room, and so I started playing Lean By Me on the, or Lean On Me on the piano.
Yes.
And like the whole room started singing. It's never the groomsmen.
It's never the groomsmen. Let's be real here. I don't mind being pegged as a sexist. It's never the groomsmen. We're there trying to get through the situation. The worst thing we'll do is give jabs to the groom about, hey man, you want to go to Mexico? I got like $600. Let's get out of here. That's the worst we're going to do. And that ends, I don't know anybody that says anything like that after the wedding. As soon as she walks down the aisle, we're back into straight up party mode. We're not going to be Nazis.
The bridesmaids are crying. The groomsmen are saying, where's the party?
Where's the booze? I mean, that's just kind of what we do. So, I mean, that is the Rose Hill 5 points for a successful wedding if you're a guy. I mean, you've got to either know somebody there or make it your own party. You gotta make sure there's an open bar. You gotta, the food spread's gotta be primo. It's gotta be primo.
About a half crooked DJ, number four?
Yeah, gotta be a little bit off and with a good selection.
You can't have freaking nuns for bridesmaids.
No nuns for bridesmaids. That is the Rose Hill's 5 points. So go to the next
one. I'm gonna make bumper stickers that say no nuns for bridesmaids.
No nuns for bridesmaids. Now go there. Those are Rose Hill facts right there. You heard it straight from us. That's what's going to get you through your next wedding experience, and I hope you have fun on our accord here. So that about wraps it up for this week.
Like we said, if y'all have anything you'd like to hear us ramble about, just go ahead and send us something on Facebook or Twitter, or even MySpace, as antiquated as that is. But and that word was so big, I hardly could say it. But yeah, just shoot out to us. We'll ramble about anything you'd like.
We have things going on in our lives every once in a while. We will have topics for every single week. But if there's something you want to sit on, please don't hesitate. Even if it's something about, you know, I know we just rambled for about a half hour on weddings, but if it's about Roseville, something interesting about Mitch and I you want to hear about, please let us know. And guys, we appreciate you tuning in. We appreciate the fan support. Love you guys for all you do, and we'll see you next week.
Adios.